At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Oh, oh yeah. My God.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, look at that.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, your last chance for Lady Gaga. Right now, take the word flex, F-L-E-X, and text it to our contest line, 20357. You'll be entered to win your last chance pair of tickets for Lady Gaga, July 22nd at the Chase Center. Text the word flex to our contest line, 20357. You'll also be entered to win this grand prize, incredible merch pack from Lady Gaga, which includes her entire album catalog on vinyl, courtesy of Live Nation and Interscope Capitol Records. This hour's code word is flex. We're calling it the last chance, but you got a bunch of these last chances over the rest of today and all of tomorrow. We're doing this hourly from 7:05 in the morning till 6:05 in the evening. So Mason's got plenty of tickets. Jane's got plenty of tickets.
Mm-hmm.
You can have plenty of tickets. Enter flex this hour. That's this hour's code word, 20357. Always, that's the same number for our contest line. All right, let us begin with Nicki Minaj going crazy. She's going off on Jay-Z. A series of social media posts. Some of them have been taken down, but obviously the people on the internet are keeping track of this stuff.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
A lot of it seems to be about the money. Nicki says that Jay-Z owes her between $100 million and $200 million for her stake in Tidal. Now, I don't know if she's just trying to get money out of it and she made an initial investment, or I don't know where she's coming up with this between $100 and $200 million number.
That's a big gap.
Yes, it is.
Well, Tidal is funded by musicians and it's what I use. The sound quality is like really high end, and also they pay their artists more money than mm-hmm. than Spotify.
So what do we think? She bought in at some point and it, you know,
yeah.
probably not to the tune of between 100 million and 200 million, but she feels that that's now what it's worth.
Well, I don't know her. I don't know if she's, you know, gotten ripped off by this guy or not, but she also could just say that and the world would, you know, hey, she's owed money. You know, like it's one of those things where, you know, I say the dumbest stuff all the time.
Right.
If it catches fire on the internet, she's got a thing.
So here, this is the beginning of it. So $100 million to $200 million, she says, is what she's owed for her stake and title. And she adds, it's only collecting more interest. In one post, she says, anyone still calling him Hove will answer to God for the blasphemy. Apparently, that I did not know this. I've heard him called that before and seen it like in stories. But Hove or Hova is short for Jehovah. Like as in he's like God. It's a God name in the Bible, Jehovah.
Oh.
And of course, Jehovah's Witnesses. So I guess that's where it comes from.
She did invest. She was one of the first.
Do we have any idea what she put in?
So wait, is she screaming that she wants her money out of this?
Sounds like it. Yeah.
She's saying he owes her equity.
Nicki did not stop there. She also accused Jay and Roc Nation CEO Desiree Perez of ruining hip hop, football, basketball, touring, Instagram, and Twitter. And for good measure, she brought up a lawsuit filed by a cameraman who claims he was forced to watch Roc Nation artist Megan Thee Stallion have sex with another woman in a car.
What?
Forced?
That's what he says. That there's a lawsuit filed by a cameraman who's like, I don't want to see that. I mean, you could close your eyes. Maybe he was filming it. I have no idea. Roc Nation denies it. A judge just ruled that the lawsuit can proceed. She also made reference, this is Nicki Minaj, railing on social media about Jay-Z and all things adjacent. She made a reference to the case of Rymir Satterwaith. Apparently, this guy's been claiming to be Jay-Z's son since 2010. Some of the posts have been deleted, but they've been collected up for us.
I don't know.
By Bro Bible.
I don't know what people's impression of Jay-Z, I don't know what it is, but to me, he's never sold himself as anything other than a really good hip hop rapper. And he is great. Mm-hmm. I love his music.
Mm-hmm.
The end.
Yeah, I don't really know his music at all.
I love it.
I know he's married to Beyonce and that Solange went off on him.
Well, that's elevator. I don't think he's ever been someone that you could go, what a saint.
Right.
What a darn wonderful, nice
Jehovah
gentleman of a guy. Like, I don't think that that's the case at all.
Right.
But he's super talented, and every album he releases goes to number one. Right. Every single one. Mm-hmm. I think that's his record, is like, they all go one.
When all the Diddy stuff came out, people were naming him as someone who was at the parties and kind of...
Oh, is that
just,
right?
Everyone just kind of ignored it. It
was, I remember, like, right that. He actually like immediately started yelling about that too. And
he got it. He got a couple women had said that he was involved, and then he immediately like got lawyered up and said, no, you're not accusing me of that. And I believe the claims were dismissed.
You know, one of the things about those freak-offs, and I don't really know what the hell was going on, but they do. There are people who say, I've been at those and I never saw anything like this. And apparently there was a moment when the last person who they didn't want there would leave. And then apparently they would go on the rest of the night and use up all the baby oil, which is the thing that they had a lot of for some reason. Is that a good lube? I don't really know. Or do we just want our people to be shiny? I really do not know.
He likes them shiny.
Apparently. It does shine you up. There's no question about that. Anyway, Nicki Minaj says Jay-Z ruined hip hop and he owes her $200 million. So I don't really know what it all means, but fun.
One of the stories I like about Jay-Z is that the Dr. Dre was making his record and they flew him out. They were like, we need your help. We want you to come out. He comes out to, I guess it was LA. He sits down and he in minutes writes this huge hit for Dr. Dre about Dre being Dre.
Oh.
So he just, I guess, put himself in the headspace of, I'm Dr. Dre. I'm from NWA.
And I'm
also
tell you
from
all about me.
And he just nails the whole thing. He writes Dre's verses and Snoop's verses.
Oh.
Hands him the song and leaves. Like in not even
Is
hours.
It a hit? Did he make a bunch
it's
of money?
It's a huge
off of
hit.
It?
He
it's
did.
It's called Still Dre. Yeah.
Mm.
It's just funny. Like, they went, we need your help. He comes in and just pens it in right there in front of him.
I'll help you. No
I got problem. This for you.
Yeah. I can do this.
And hands it off and leaves.
What I do.
And they're like, it's a hit.
Well, it's like they call Bruno Mars the cheat code for a hit
yes.
song. Like, Jay-Z's obviously one of those too. Who said that? The Anderson .Paak guy?
Anderson .Paak said that about Bruno Mars.
Yeah, that's funny.
I used to love the line that Tupac says where he, it's in one of his hits too, where he'd just gotten out of jail and he drops by a studio to drop a jewel and he just go, on the way out of jail, he goes by a studio, pens and raps a hit and then goes to the next party.
Well, nothing but time in jail. I've been thinking about some stuff. Justin and Hailey Bieber had a parents' night out in Mallorca. Everybody seems to be in Spain right now, and I think it's because of this, the Ritz-Carlton, Luminaria, I think the name of this gigantic mega yacht is. I guess it's like you're going to be able to, it sounds like a giant cruise ship, really, that's going to be run by the Ritz-Carlton. But it seems like everybody's in Mallorca right now. So, okay.
I'm not.
Me either. Little jelly.
Hear that? Bob's not there either.
I had no idea that the Ritz-Carlton had these relationships, that the celebrity weight that they're pulling to this thing is mind-boggling.
Yeah, everybody from Martha Stewart to Justin and Haley, it sounds like. So this parents' night out, they got to have, I guess they're, maybe they're not, I don't see them on the, I don't see them on the yacht, although they are by the seaside. There's some interesting pictures, though. So we've been hearing lately that they're on the rocks. And.
Well, he's a mess.
Yeah. And it did seem like, there was like, she wasn't wearing a ring and they were, mm-hmm. they were posting cryptic messages, what seemed back and forth. So I don't really know what, this does not seem like, they looked pretty happy in these. They're sitting on the edge of the water, like by some kind of marina. and their arms are around each other in various, and she's rubbing his back at one point, and they seem to be hunkered down. They're both looking at a phone in some of the shots. But, you know, she did just get $1 billion for her skincare company.
Yeah.
And so they're saying they're enjoying the recent windfall. They're vacationing there, and they look really happy. They snuck off on Tuesday for a date night, enjoying dinner and a sunset along the water. And they say there was lots of PDA. They were holding hands, so it looks like they're back.
I do think that taking your ring off is a way of saying something in the press without saying something. Because she knows, just like we all know, people are watching all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, they are.
Like the J-Lo, Ben's not got his ring on, or she doesn't, you know, it's a whole thing.
I have a J-Lo story that reminds me. I totally didn't get to it earlier today. I haven't gotten to anything today. J-Lo has a new song. She's insisting she's better than she's ever been after the Ben Affleck divorce. She hasn't released this, I don't believe. I'm not positive though. I don't know what's on that record where she's, you know, it's the greatest love of all, but this doesn't sound like it would be on. It's called Wreckage of You.
Oh, I heard about this.
Yeah. So she's performing in, I believe, in Spain. Yep. Everyone's in Spain right now. So J-Lo is performing one of her new songs. It's called Wreckage of You. She performed it Tuesday and insisted in the lyrics that she's doing better than ever. Let's see. She said it came to her when she was up all night one night.
The song did.
The song did. And some of the lyrics are, the love I want, the love I need, it starts in me. Now I found my way here. I'm going to stay there. Thank you for the scars you left on my heart. It was showing me that stars shine brighter in the dark. I won't fall apart because of who you are, because of who we are, but your broken parts. I won't fall apart because of who we are, but your broken parts. Now watch, I guess that the chorus is, now watch me climb out of the wreckage of you.
The story that I saw framed it slightly different in that they said, J-Lo, and this is why I fell for the hook and went, sure, I got to read this. It was J-Lo is mirroring similar statements Jen Garner made after the breakup with Ben.
Oh.
And so they went back to the Jen Garner breakup and showed some quotes from her. One of them was about his Phoenix tattoo, where she said, because he's got that, got this giant Phoenix tattoo on his back.
Rising and she from said, the ashes.
Am I the ashes in this story? You get that tattoo after we divorce, and I refuse to be the ashes that
the
you're
Phoenix
rising
in
from.
That.
And I thought, wow, Jen is gnarly. Good for her.
Mm-hmm.
Good
That's
for her.
Very interesting.
But there were a few parallel comments in that, and she said something that kind of sounded like stuff you say, where she was saying, If Ben's in a good mood and he shines his light on you, boy, the warmth is wonderful, but he has a very big dark side of that moon.
Yeah. And I think that there are people who do that, like the beginning of a relationship, and when you're, you know, it's fresh and new and you're not, there's no boredom with it, and you're shining your light, and a person gets used to that. And then as real life starts to set in and you go back to your crotchety ass ways, then the person hangs on for a while waiting for the light to shine. They get a glimpse of it. It's enough to tide them over for another week or so. And then, but you're J-Lo the whole time. You're like, I am not going to wait around for this guy to shine his light on me.
I won't defend Ben Affleck. I don't need to, but I will say that I do think some people, including what it sounds like here, Ben, they have some mental health issues. And so yes, when they're happy, they're bright.
Everyone's happy.
And when they're down, they are down, and there is no faking it for them. And I don't necessarily, I think that there's good in that warning she's putting out there.
Yeah.
You should know this.
The wreckage of that guy. You've got to climb up out of it.
But I don't necessarily think that he should be faulted for having some mental health problems. Like,
right.
Don't we all?
All right. I am out of time. What do you got coming up?
Cities with the best. Oh, no, I'm not going to do that one. But news is next.
All right.
Hello.
Listen, no, think about this.
You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
I love it.
Alice at 97.3.
Fire. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, Good Vibes and Variety, 6 a.m. next Thursday. Join us for Bob's Movie Club. This time around, the movie is Time After Time.
You know, time travel movies, and I get, I saw the one that she's picked, Time After Time. There's another one called Somewhere in Time, which stars Superman. What's his name?
Christopher Reeve?
Yes.
Oh.
And so I get them mixed up, and that she was, that's why I asked this one.
It really is a big
It's a genre. Yeah. So anyway, it's not the one with Christopher Reeves, though. It's the one with Malcolm McDowell.
Mm.
And it's the one where Jack the Ripper comes, steals the time machine. And
so you can go kill people
it's
throughout
a whole thing,
time.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I'm excited to rewatch it because, like I said, those two movies are intertwined in my memory.
So Time After Time is the one where it's a week from today in the 6 o'clock hour, Bob's Movie Club happens. Please watch the movie and enjoy the little bit we do. You can certainly text us with your thoughts about the movie. We'll incorporate those. Time After Time, Bob's Movie Club. Get yourself caught up on that one. Join us next Thursday. Be ready to know what you, let us know what you think of Time After Time on Bob's Movie Club. And now this.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the Alice Sales Department.
Oh, I love them.
Radio advertising works. We've seen it in action, and we'd love to have you join the party over here. Just email advertisesf@odyssey.com. advertisesf@odyssey.com. We'll take it from there.
Yeah, we got you.
I mean, not we, they will, but yeah. Then we'll help as well if we can. That's what we do.
Yeah,
we help. We're helpers.
Yeah, look for the helpers.
And there you are, and here I am, and we are
mm-hmm.
the helpers. How about a fast fact?
I love fast facts.
The busiest Domino's pizza location in the world is the one right outside the Marine base, Camp Lejeune in North Carolina.
Oh.
It's the busiest one.
The soldiers love their pizza.
Well, sure.
All right.
You know, and you never want to cook and clean.
And pizza
the whole time,
yeah.
Right.
Hey, by the way, McDonald's made a big announcement today.
Oh, did they?
They're bringing back the snack wrap.
What the F is that?
I don't even know what you're
I
talking
love
about.
Them. Bob loves them.
A snack wrap? What is it just like
it's a wrap.
Cheez-Its wrapped around?
No, it's a wrap with chicken, and they used to do a Big Mac snack wrap, too, so it's just a small little.
It was very short-lived, like maybe 10 years ago.
Yeah.
The snack wrap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's big news. Bringing it back.
Oh.
Sounds like they should have written advertisesf@odyssey.com
yes,
and bought some time on the station to make that announcement. But all right, I mean, so be it. I don't think I've had a Domino's pizza in 20 years, but I definitely was inspired as a young broke man to try and get a pizza and hope they were late. Remember the 30
yes.
minutes or less.
30 minutes or less, or it's free.
Or it's free. God, did we just pray?
Mm. We have no money. I hope they don't need that when
it's
they get
very
here.
Sad for to be praying for an auto accident on your delivery, man. That's how broke you are.
Mm.
Please, we cannot afford pizza tonight. Oh, no.
And the guy's definitely not getting a tip if he gets here on time.
The white dashed lane lines on the highway are each 10 feet long.
Really?
When most people are asked, they would estimate them to be about 2 feet.
Yeah. They say that when they write letters on the road, if you were to look above them, you wouldn't even be able to read them. They're so elongated.
Mm.
But then when you see them at that perspective.
Oh.
Yeah. That's because they do not seem 10 feet long, the lines on them.
Right. No, you're right. Absolutely not. Only 4% of the calls routed to fire departments in the U.S. are for actual fires. Most of them are for medical emergencies.
Oh, I was thinking cats.
We had the fire department out because my first kid had a febrile seizure.
Mm.
And these are things that you should, if you have a kid, a baby, and you haven't, no one's talked to you about this. You should look that up because it can happen to any kid. It's the scariest thing in the world. And then they come out of it and you're like, oh my God. And then you find out this happens.
Yeah, that
and
happens
like,
sometimes.
If they get a fever, what you should do, and they give you this, you go back and forth between baby Tylenol and baby...
Advil? Motrin.
Motrin.
Mm.
Like every 2 hours. And you go, why wouldn't you stuff that... in their back pocket when we leave the hospital. Like, right. What?
Or warn people that it
that's
could
a
be
thing.
Happen.
Anyway, that's the fire department came out, and it was a whole thing. We were sitting there going, we really only needed the ambulance, but okay.
The guys the with the helmet, show up,
all
right?
of them, they all came.
Well, we are very lucky
Thank
to live
goodness.
In a place where you call 911.
And heroes turn up.
Mm-hmm.
Tropicalfruit.com ranked the 10 best cereals of all time.
Why?
Because?
Because they were like, we need some eyeballs on our
cereal.
Website.
It's a thing. I mean, talk about, you know, not wanting to cook.
Right.
That's why I feel
that's something I can eat today.
I never looked it up, but it's occurred to me a couple times. Remember when there was an announcement, like, I think it was in Times Square. There's a restaurant that was going to serve cereal.
Mm-hmm.
And you could go in and you could get any kind. And the key, like missing thought there is people eat cereal because it's the most convenient possible thing. Like you just pour it in a bowl there at your
house.
But
also because it's delicious.
No, I understand. But you wouldn't go to a restaurant for cereal, would you?
I wouldn't. Not
I wouldn't either. Like,
but if I lived near that, I would definitely be like, well, let's go see if they've got some Lucky Charms. Let's, you know, and the ice would need to be, the milk would need to be ice cold. I mean, I would have a lot of requirements. I'd have a long list, kind of like Maddie's dating list.
The top 10 cereals of all time are...
Cheerios.
Frosted Flakes at number 10.
Okay.
Fruit Loops at number 9.
I like Fruit Loops.
Lucky Charms at number 8.
Love them. Love Lucky Charms.
You hate them?
No, I love them. I just can't believe they're at 8.
Oh. Wheaties.
Johnny's Wheaties. They're so gross. Like the blandest food.
Cap'n Crunch with Crunch Berries.
With Crunch Berries, yes. Mm-hmm.
Honeycomb.
Oh, I used to love Honeycomb. Do they even make
big.
That?
Yeah. They're not small. No.
Cinnamon Life?
Oh, yeah. Cinnamon Life is good. My kids love Cinnamon
Life. It's Life cereal, the one that cinnamon. Mikey likes, but you get cinnamon bran. I get you. Isn't that cinnamon? Mikey likes it, and it's Life
he likes
cereal.
It. Hey, Mikey.
Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fruity Pebbles comes in at number 3.
Really?
Cocoa Krispies comes in at number 2.
I do like Cocoa Krispies.
And Cinnamon Toast Crunch is the number 1 most loved cereal of all time in the history of breakfasts or lunches or dinners.
I'm very disappointed. My favorite cereal isn't in the top 10.
What is it?
Cocoa Puffs. I want Cocoa Puffs.
Yeah, and no
Cocoa
Golden
Cocoa
Grahams
Puffs.
On that list either.
Oh, yeah, Golden Grahams. Oh, and now... Special K Red Berries.
Well, I know you eat that a lot, but you still eat that, huh?
Yeah. But Cocoa Puffs are the ones, though, because then you get the chocolate milk after. So good.
Yeah. Okay. You can make chocolate milk.
I don't want to. I want to make it with Cocoa Puffs and then drink it.
And you can actually make chocolate milk that tastes really, really good, like chocolate milk with Hershey's syrup.
This one tastes like Cocoa Puffs milk. It's delicious. I would never drink chocolate milk if it wasn't made by Cocoa Puffs.
You wouldn't?
No.
Oh.
When's the last time you had a glass of chocolate milk?
I don't eat any of the stuff on that list, and I definitely don't have chocolate milk.
What's your cereal go-to?
Honey Nut Cheerios or Peanut Butter Puffins.
Oh, yeah. You like those.
And there's another one that I get that I can't think of right now, but it's like some kind of square. Something squares.
Oh. Do you remember Cookie Crisp back in the day? Do they still make that?
They don't.
Mm. What about Cracklin' Oat Bran? I like that one too.
I don't. What are you asking me?
I'm just wondering if you like them.
Oh.
I'm just thinking of all the cereals I like. You know, what's good?
I like Reese's Puffs. Reese's Puffs. Reese's Puffs. Peanut butter chocolate flavor.
I am not familiar with that.
Yeah, I don't
at
know that.
All.
But
I've
the
never
kids
heard of
just
it.
Said
yes,
hooray!
I know. All those millennials went, yeah, those. I love those.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Sarah.
What now?
Apple Jacks. I definitely ate those. I
love Apple Jacks.
You still eat them, though?
I haven't had them in a long time.
Yeah. Sarah.
What?
Plain frozen yogurt with Fruity Pebbles is the best.
Oh.
Becky, Sunnyvale, radio.
That does sound good. Frozen, though. Plain frozen yogurt.
415 says there's a cereal restaurant at a mall in LA too.
Oh.
Yeah, this one was in, I think, Times Square, the one I'm thinking of. And I felt like you can't pay your rent in Times Square with cereal.
It does seem unlikely.
It's what you
it?
Have at home.
Is it a $12 thing of cereal?
You make that at home. You buy the box and then you have, you know, and sometimes you knock the box down in one sitting or hopefully you get two. But either way, I measured
out what they say is the serving
size.
Oh,
you never want to do that.
One time and I was like, well, that's not enough. I can't even fill up a coffee cup with that. Please. And sometimes you just like kind of forget. You're like, well, I still have some milk left, so I guess I'll just put a little bit more in there. And then I put in too much. I'm like, well, I got to add a little more milk. And then I'm like, well, I still have milk left, so I'm going to put in some more cereal.
415 says, Vin, I was stationed at Camp Lejeune.
Oh.
The Domino's was open 24 hours a day, so it was the perfect late night drunkenness eating. We all did it.
And that's the busiest location.
Yep.
Oh. Time to play a game.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Oh.
Yeah.
All right.
I know. What now? Happy birthday, Maddie. Maddie was tasked with coming up with the game today.
Well, we all know the most important thing that happened today in history was me being born at 9:20 a.m. at Romney Hampshire Memorial Hospital.
Oh, wow. You just hit your birthday 20 minutes ago.
Oh, yeah. See?
Yeah, wow. Romney Hospital.
Well, actually, with the time change.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. It was right when the show started.
Oh, anyway.
When we sang you happy birthday.
Yeah.
Exactly. Very important day today.
It's going to be a good year.
Very, very important
day. I can taste it.
So I'm going to give you two things that happened. One happened today in history and one did not happen today in history.
Okay. Oh, I like this.
Okay.
Yeah,
so we'll start off with Sarah.
Yeah.
Which of these U.S. presidents was born today? John Adams or Millard Fillmore?
I'm going Millard Fillmore. Guys, Bob.
The other one.
John Adams. Okay.
I'm going to go John Adams.
Sarah gets the point.
All right.
Millard Fillmore.
By the way, Vinny, you started with a point.
Thank you.
And I took Maddie's point, so I have 2 points and you have one.
All right.
Which of these two things happened in history on July 10th? The Louvre Museum opened to the public for the first time, or Boris Yeltsin resigned as president of Russia? Bob.
Russia.
I will also say Russia.
I thought he was elected on the, I thought he was like the first elected president. I'm going to say it's the Louvre.
It is the Louvre.
Ah!
All right. Which of these sports events happened today, Van? The U.S. defeated China to win the 1999 Women's World Cup, or the first Wimbledon tournament was held?
Wimbledon.
Oh, I think so. I think it's happening right now, isn't it? I'm going to go Wimbledon.
Yeah, I think so too.
It was U.S. defeated China in 1990.
Why, you sneaky.
Can't win them all.
Dang.
Which of these films related events happened in July 10th today? The first episode of The Simpsons aired, or the film To Kill a Mockingbird premiered?
Simpsons.
Mockingbird.
I'm going Bird.
And the correct answer is To Kill a Mockingbird.
All right.
I haven't gotten a single point.
Nope, you are.
I was also goose egg until just now.
Oh, you already had 1 point, though.
Oh, that's true.
Which of these tech events occurred in today, July 10th, my birthday? Apple launched the App Store, or Facebook launched the like button?
I'll say the App Store.
The like button.
The like button.
Sarah.
Oh yay!
I'll do one more of these. Right. It seems like it's
even
a runaway.
Even though I'm totally going to crush you guys.
Which of these musical events happened today? David Bowie released Ziggy Stardust, or the Rolling Stones performed the first ever concert at London's Hyde Park?
Ziggy Stardust.
Ziggy.
Agreed.
You are all wrong.
Their first concert was at Hyde Park?
Performed at Hyde Park.
I think the phrasing of that was weird, but okay. This is why Sarah can't.
That's it. Sarah, who doesn't get to play all the time, is our winner.
Sarah wins the game. She kicks your butt.
Ooh, Sarah Cuda. Goodbye. Q.
Sarah, try not to be too lonely out there in the world without your husband keeping an eye on you. I'm sure you'll be fine.
He's not going to be home until 5 p.m. tomorrow.
Oh, my.
I'll have the drinks ready.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do.
Well, if you see her walking around Mill Valley crying, give her a hug.
I just cry privately in my backyard. Oh, all right. And I don't like hugs, so... Keep it here on Alice All Day. Mason and Jane both have tickets for Lady Gaga throughout their shows. And we'll see you back here on a very special day called Friday.
Yes.
Get up.
What? You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Oh, my God. What could be better than that?
Alice at 97.3.